Manuscript Releases, Volume 16, Mr. Number 1220. Holding Meetings in Cologne, Dogged by Illness, Audio. The night we left Ball, we Sister Ings and I had a compartment wholly to ourselves, until we changed cars next morning. We rode until 10 o'clock, when we came to Cologne, where we had to wait several hours in the depot. The only waiting room was in the dining hall, which was filled with tables prepared for those who wished to eat. I had not the slightest inclination to eat, although I did relish my breakfast. That is the only meal I have enjoyed since leaving home. The old sickness follows me. We found much more comfortable quarters than we expected to find, but we have no more sunshine here than we had in Ball. It is cold and cloudy and damp all the time. The midday, the sun tries to shine, but it is a feeble, sickly, weak shining. There were the same crowded little rooms for meeting that we have found generally. The meeting room was a dwelling room in a private house. The people are intelligent, and in every way different from those in Italy. But Satan has been, and still is, at work here to set the believers at variance one with another. Our meeting all day yesterday was to help the believers. I spoke in the forenoon, and then Elder Conradi said they had never had a social meeting. I told him now was the time to break them in. We had a very good social meeting. The meeting did not close until past 1 o'clock. It commenced at 10. In the afternoon, Brother Conradi held a meeting 3 hours long, and I think labored hard. I lay down. At 8 o'clock I spoke again to the people and then left Elder Conradi to finish the meeting, seeking to address difficulties. It is now 5 a.m. and I am writing sitting up in bed. I have had a miserable time of it thus far, weak and sick and yet compelled to labor. I think my symptoms are more favorable this morning. There is a great deal of coughing here, and all feel badly because of the cold and the want of sunshine. The people here are all neat and clean, but I soon perceived musty smells in the bedchamber, and far worse in the little parlor we occupy. I learned the cause. From the cellar came the bleating of goats, so I think that occasioned the smell. I can have all the goat's milk I want. They have 2 goats and a kid, but my taste is not now such that I enjoy milk. I eat but very little of anything. Today we mean to see something of their weaving. Men and women are weavers of lace and silk. My cold made me feel real sick yesterday, but I think I am going to feel better today. I shall speak once today, then we take the cars early for another place about 1 hour's ride, and speak to the few in that place, and Tuesday go on to Copenhagen. Friday night I had quite a remarkable dream, especially appropriate for this place. I hope, Mary, you will not think of laying off your flannels this summer. I hope you will be blessed with the sweet sunshine and be out in it as much as it is possible. You must not be venturesome. You are too much so. I hope to hear that you are improving in health. I am glad you are not here with Mabel, although had we sweet sunshine I think you would have gotten along very well with the accommodations. I am sorry, very sorry, you could not accompany us in this journey, but it may be all for the best. We find small houses are being owned by our brethren for the reason that they were compelled to do this or suffer oppression. Some houses are occupied by 3 families from the garret down, but all are poor here and have to do as they can. With much love, Mother.